to business.
Coupons. To sell manufactured products, companies must establish a need or an incentive that persuades consumers to buy. Many businesses have provided an appealing answer to the challenge. By offering coupons that provide a discount on specific goods, consumers feel better about their spending and companies still receive a profit. Couponing is not a new concept. CW Post Company first introduced coupons in 1895 when it offered penny-off coupons to increase sales of its breakfast cereal. Such cents-off coupons remain the oldest, most widely used, and most effective sales promotion tools available to suppliers. Manufacturers have used all varieties of coupons, from direct mail to instant coupons to newspaper inserts, the most common couponing choice. Stores have increased couponing in the past several decades, and subsequently shoppers are responding. In the U.S., over 80% of consumers use coupons, and nearly 25% claim to use them every time they shop. Many advantages exist in the production and use of coupons. Each coupon serves a dual purpose. While offering the customer a price break, it also increases profits and brand recognition for the manufacturer. Popular with new as well as established companies, coupons make it possible to offer a price reduction only to price-sensitive consumers without lowering the overall price of the product. Additionally, consumers are more likely to try a new product with a discount coupon because the perceived spending is less. When experiencing a decline in sales, established companies can issue coupons to encourage past buyers to purchase again and entice new users to try the product. Disadvantages of coupons do occur for the companies involved. To print and distribute coupons, businesses undertake certain costs. Usually, sellers print an expiration date on their coupons. However, they intend for consumers to purchase the product as soon as the coupons are issued, rather than at the end of the specified time frame. Until consumers choose to buy, the company's incurred costs are not offset by their purchases. Thus, the consumers dictate when the companies receive their profits. Additionally, companies whose intention was to increase sales may not notice an increase for several months. Much responsibility lies with the consumer. Consumer response to a coupon usually takes between 2 and 6 months, and coupons are most frequently redeemed just prior to the expiration date that is stated on the coupon.